Let us pray. Everlasting and merciful Jesus, the Good Shepherd, teach us and grant us the courage and knowledge to follow your command and listen to your call and to act on what is good for all mankind. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Good morning. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the church. We appreciate all you do, and you're so deserving on this special day. Today is the first Sunday of Easter. Many churches will celebrate the Good Shepherd Sunday, especially the churches that have Good Shepherd in their title. This understanding of God as the Good Shepherd of Israel forms the backdrop for Jesus' teaching in the Gospel of John. In our Gospel for today, Jesus is walking through the portico of Solomon, an area in the eastern part of the building, protected from the inclement weather of the winter during the Feast of the Dedication. The religious authorities were anxious and asked Jesus whether he or not is the Messiah. How long will you keep us in suspense, they asked. If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, what I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My Father, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. The Father and I are one, he said. The background and explanation of Jesus as the Good Shepherd make it particularly conspicuous throughout the Old Testament. The king, rulers of Israel and Judah are shepherds. The designation matches some of because the kings and rulers were entrusted with looking out for the welfare of God's people. They were responsible for defending their people from attacks, for administering justice, for taking care of the poor, the needy, and provision for the worship of the Lord. Throughout the book of Psalms, the Lord is presented as the shepherd of Israel and the one who guides people like a flock. Many of us know Psalm 23 that we read today by heart. Jesus began by describing the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd by saying that God knows them by name and they recognize God's name. The relationship is clear. God is always available to us and loves us all. Jesus being the good shepherd means we are his sheep. In fact, sheep get lost, and for this reason, we need shepherds to find them. When sheep get lost, they do not do so intentionally. However, once they are lost, then they are then exposed to predators. The shepherd is the first defense against the wild animals, the thieves, and the predators. The good shepherds always seek the sheep if they are stray and try to get them back inside safely. Sometimes the good shepherd dies trying to protect the sheep from the wild animals. This is a valid comparison to all of us. When we get lost, we sin. We turn away from God's direction. This process begins slowly of turning away from God without realizing it. Instead of praying, we check our phones. Instead of doing God's work, we prioritize earthly things. We stop seeing each other as part of the same flock and start seeing each other as little groups, churches, denominations, as separate and distinct, and each more important than the other. Sometimes wonder, we serve the same God, but we have so many denominations. As Christians, we know that God is our good shepherd. We are the sheep of God's pasture. As the sheep of the good shepherd, do we listen to hear his voice? His voice is calling us among the competing noises of the world, as we hear again in the word of Psalm 23. Think of it this way. We use it to find peace within ourselves and our world that is filled with distraction, which pull us away from hearing God's voice. This distraction will invade our lives, and when we are most sensitive and more vulnerable. Jesus is making the point today that God loves all of us, but he also cares about us as individuals. The trick of course is, do we listen to God's voice? If Jesus comes back today as a body of Christ, are we able to show him through our behavior and actions how good of a shepherd we have been? How do we plan to leave this heart for the generations behind us? Are we planning to leave this world a better place, a hopeful place, a good place, or a more divided, hateful place? You know, yesterday I attended the men's group at the church. We read Proverbs 3 and 4. I will encourage each one of you to read it. It's about love. It's about what God's telling us to do. It's about how we prepare and teach our kids the next generation coming. It's not about us. If you're a leader, whether you're a supervisor in the church, supervisor at work, treat your people right. Everybody is a shepherd. We are to go into the world and bring people to God. We have to understand, as parents, teach our kids. We can't allow the internet to teach our kids, and we can all do it. I remember when I first came to this country, a couple of people helped me out. I remember some couples in Michigan. Michigan is cold. I was a young man coming to Michigan. These people met me in church, but they put me under their wings. I remember when I went to Oklahoma, there's a lady in the church. When I don't come to church, the next time she sees me, she did like this. I didn't see you last week. I can lie to her. She said, I know you go out, but if you can go out and enjoy yourself, you can come to church. So that's one of my shepherds. That's one of my shepherds. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes, but at the same time, though, we have to just do slowly, slowly. Jesus warns us again about the wolves and the predators. We have the responsibility as Christians to speak the truth, especially when you see wolves around us, and to be able to guide the weak, the poor, and those who are vulnerable to his kingdom. You know, brothers and sisters, within the past 2 weeks, two young students lost their lives, saving the lives of their classmates. Riley Howard, a 21-year-old student at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Kendrick Castillo, an 18-year-old student from STEM High School, Highland Ranch, Colorado. Their actions, credited by the authorities, saved the lives of their classmates. When the gunman charged into their classroom, they went towards the gunman, by their actions preventing more bloodshed, but sacrificing their lives. Their leaders, but they lost their lives. 3 weeks ago, in California, a man entered a synagogue and shot many people. A 61-year-old woman jumped in front of her rabbi and took the bullet. She later died in the hospital. She protected the rabbi but lost her life. Sometimes last year, I do believe I talk about gun violence. I'm not trying to be political, but I got to speak the truth. Too many of our young people die. Too many people dying of gun violence, which is unnecessary. Where is the old-fashioned sitting down and talking about things that we disagree on? As we have a lot of leaders in the church, people that are connected, I strongly suggest that we get with our legislators. It is time to talk about reasonable gun laws. I'm not trying to draw attention, political attention, but again, as Christians, we as the body of Christ, it's time to do it. It's time to talk to our legislators. It's time to use our influence in the community. It's time to do this. Being a good shepherd of the church, when we leave this place, what are we going to say? Do we use our influence to protect our kids as leaders? Sometimes, I'm not saying that we should take away anybody's guns. I'm not saying we should not follow the rules. What I'm saying is that we cannot enable this continued violence. We cannot allow money to control us. It's good to have money, but we cannot worship money. It's time to talk to the lobbyists. It is time to talk to NRA. It is time to say, enough is enough. God has called all of us to be a shepherd to somebody. It is a ministry to which we all committed by virtue of the baptismal vow that we all promised. Saying with God's help to proclaim by word an example of good news of God and Christ. To seek, serve all people, loving our neighbors, and to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. I encourage all of us to go out today, through our actions, bring others into Lord's passion, one at a time. What is my take? Show love to your neighbor. Respect other people's ideas. Do not afraid to talk about your faith to others, but always speak the truth. Our Lord is calling all of us. Are we ready to yield to his call? Let us pray. Lord God, help us and give us the courage to listen to you and give us the grace to give our lives to you. In Jesus' name, our good shepherd, we pray. Amen.
Amen.